You're listening to Polyester Dreams with Scott Balneaves and Mark Havens. And if you recognize that theme song, then you're old enough to join us for the next 2 hours of great music from the mid-60s to the mid-80s. And if you can name the star of the show, you can call us and request your own musical selection.
CJNU's host sponsor is the St. Boniface Hospital Foundation, where donors make amazing things happen. Your kindness powers world-class patient care and research. Your compassion inspires St. Boniface Hospital, and your generosity can solve Manitoba's most pressing health challenges by creating hope for the future. St. Boniface Hospital Foundation. See the amazing things you can make happen. Make your gift today. Call the Foundation at 204-237-2067 or visit BeALifeline.ca.
Got winter travel plans, but don't think your current dentures are up to all the pictures and great food at the resort buffet? Well, you should come and see me before you leave. Hi, I'm denturist Maggie Markirk from Anna's Denture Clinic. Visit me for a no-obligation, free consultation. I'll advise you on what options are available, and together we can determine what's best for you. We offer direct billing for insurance and also are part of the Canadian Dental Care Plan, which could make your new dentures even more affordable. Call me at Anna's Denture Clinic, 204-339-2422, because as I always say, it's more than a denture, it's your smile.
We'll be right back. Go. That was the Edgar Winter Group with Frankenstein, and that kicks off yet another edition of Polyester Dreams here on CJNU 93.7 FM. Top rock and classic cuts from the mid-60s to the mid-80s. I am your host, Scott Belknapes.
I am his sidekick, Mark Havens.
And we are here all the way through until the midnight hour, taking your requests, taking your dedications, all the way through until the midnight hour. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, so if you've got a certain special someone out there that you would like to send a song out to, you may certainly give us a phone call. What is that number, Mr. Havens?
Last time I checked, it was 204-942-2568 or 204-942-CJNU and dial 1 to get the office. And just in case you're wondering, the last time I checked was like right now because I can never remember the number.
Okay. Well, and that
so it's
was
not old news.
Yeah, exactly. And that was first song that we had was we've already got two requests in the queue. The first one, we kicked off the, and this was a leftover request.
Leftover request from last week.
From last week. Calvin wanted to hear Frankenstein, and my tie-in for Valentine's Day is Dr. Frankenstein loved his monster. So we'll go with that as to how that sort of ties into a love theme.
If you look up stretch in the dictionary, your picture's there with that explanation.
It was stretched tighter than a banjo.
That's crazy.
Banjo string. Well, this one isn't a stretch. I asked my wife on the way to the studio tonight what she wanted to hear for the Valentine's Day program, and she said something by Brian Adams. So I figured I'd throw this one in here. Here's Brian Adams with One Night Love Affair.
Touching you. Love is a song that never ends. Happy Valentine's Day from your friends at CJNU 93.7 FM.
Like a telling sky. I've been wondering lately, am I crazy to believe in ideals?
There we go, from 1987. That was the Hoodoo Gurus with What's My Scene. And that was a request from Brian over the web.
Yeah.
And we were happy to, we were paying attention. Brian is one of the web people, and he always gets shortchanged because we're usually so frantically taking phone calls and stuff like that that we tend not to look at the email. Or forget about it. And this time we happened to look at the email and we saw, Brian, your request right away. So you didn't have to wait too long for it this time. So
the fact that he still makes requests by web for our show tells me right away that his vision of humanity is not the same as mine.
Yeah,
he's still optimistic.
Yeah, because like, I mean, there's
been
entire
maybe they'll get me tonight. Maybe they'll read their email
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, maybe they'll read their email.
He has a faith in us that I don't. We got you, Brian.
We got you, man. We got you. What are we going to do? What are we going to do next here? Why don't I do this one, and then I'll do the other one?
That's a good plan.
Boy, that was real distinct, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't we do Crosstown Bus? Too Many Mornings.
Seems so.
There we go. That was Crosstown Bus there with Too Many Mornings. Who was it? Hold on here one sec. Let me take a look here. I'm just... it was Terry. Wanted Iron Butterflies in a God of DeVita.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Normally, if it was a non-special day, Terry, we would play the 17-minute version for you. But because of the fact that it's Valentine's Day and people are phoning in and wanting to make requests and stuff like that, we'll just play the radio edit. But
you mentioned you thought you'd done this before, but I think we should do it again where we have a minimalist show. Where the fewest number of tracks we can use to fill two hours.
Exactly.
This will be on it for sure.
Because I'm pretty sure, Frankenstein would be on there because that's like 9 minutes. In a God of DeVita, that's 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Rushes at the Gates of Delirium, that's 21 minutes. I mean, you could fill an entire hour with four songs.
Oh, yeah.
So, and if we
Song splitter.
Yeah. If you take requests, it's kind of like, well, it's got to be 15 minutes or else we're not playing it, you know, sort of thing. So
first two callers get their requests, everybody else is shut out.
But in the meantime, Terry, here is the radio edit, which will have to suffice you for today, of Iron Butterflies in a God of DeVita.
You know that I'm loving you in a God of a Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me? I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll walk this land. In a God of a Vita, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a God of a Vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you come?
From CJNU.
You know we don't do the weather unless there's an advisory, and there's a yellow advisory for fog tonight. Near zero visibility fog is expected across southeastern Manitoba, including the Red River Valley, expected to last until Sunday morning. So drive slowly or don't drive at all.
Yeah, if you're out there driving around,
don't drive at all.
Don't drive at all.
Stay
home.
Listen to us.
Listen to us.
Do you like good music?
We do, and we play it all the time. We are CJNU 93.7 FM.
Well, Mark gave us a phone call. He wanted to hear OCM, of course, by Susan Aglukkaq, and so going from the Flames of Freedom, why don't we go to Burning in Love? Now, this was a request from John and Charlene.
Yeah, Charlene and John called. They were laughing. They were having a good time. They wanted to hear Burning in Love by Honeymoon Suite, but apparently, if I'm following the story properly, she rejected his first request, which was, I've got a new girl now. Now, I'm guessing that the Yahtzee game is not going to go well tonight. And I'm also hoping that they get everything resolved before they hit the airwaves tomorrow from 3 to 6, and you should listen to them.
I was going to say, maybe
I'm going to tune in and find out if they're still fighting.
Maybe not the full contact Yahtzee game that John was looking for. Burning in Love, here we go.
Did you
there we go. For Charlene and John, that was Honeymoon Suite, Burning in Love. Well, now we've got a request that came in from Fatima, and she wanted to send this out to her one and only Huggy Bunch, Len.
Her words.
There you go. So
that's what Valentine's Day is all about. Hanging on to your Huggy Bunch.
Len, you old Huggy Bunch, you. Here's Journeys faithfully. We'll be right back.
It's always better when we're together. Happy Valentine's Day from your friends at CJNU 93.7 FM.
There we go. By a request, that was, let me just take a look here. That was Ken, and he wanted to hear John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with a Supernatural. Always great when somebody requests an instrumental, because then I don't have to play the instrumental I brought. I get to play an instrumental that somebody actually wanted to hear, which is great.
I like it.
Now, our friend John.
James.
James. Oh, goodness gracious. All over the place here tonight.
James is under the weather.
James is under the weather.
And I thought, you know, James needs a song.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best thing, I'm not a doctor, but I can give him some medical advice anyway.
Yeah, good medical advice.
Through song.
Yeah.
So, James, here's what you need to do.
Sister had not what she paid for a lot. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take?
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor, woke him up. Say, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, Doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I say, Doctor, is there nothing I could take?
me in the morning.
There we go. Harry Nilsson there with Put the Lime in the Coconut. I prefer my drinks straight up with maybe a little bit of ice, but, you know, those party drinks with the little umbrellas
with the umbrella,
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
With yeah, the umbrella.
Yeah,
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
wrong with that.
Kelly, call me back. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Oh, there we go. We need a call back there. We've missed something. But in the meantime, Ken wanted to hear Gordon Lightfoot's The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
For Gailey?
For
Gailey?
Oh, for Gailey. There we go. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love. To the dark and the empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth turn in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heartbeat close to mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love,
and last till the end of time. The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love, to the dark and the empty skies.
There we go. By request, that was Gordon Lightfoot with "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face." You know what? I think to take us up to the top of the hour, how about we get, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, is all about, you know, people being in love. Sometimes people fall out of love. So for those people, here's the Eagles. Already gone.
Yeah. online around the world at cjnu.ca, across Manitoba on Bell MTS TV, channel 725, and at 93.7 FM in Winnipeg. This is CJNU, in tune with our community.
Disco was too great and too much fun to be gone forever. It's got to come back someday. I just hope it will be in our own lifetimes.
No need to wait for a disco revival. You're tuned in right now.